Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
That's right. The Drive is live, and we are live on the road, and we are on the fifth leg of our crawfish circuit. It has been a good time here at the Annex Craft House here in Village Park, and you might want to you could still make your way down here. It is not over. The bugs, I'm telling you, I just shout out to my daughter. She wants some bugs. You know, Lauren loves her some bugs, or she calls them. Man, I want the red spiders, Dad.
Red spiders.
That's what she called
them. Well, there you go.
Yeah, the red spiders. So I got me some to go. And look, right now, they are generally here $4.50 a pound. Now you can get them for $3.50 a pound until 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Been doing that from 2 to 6, so you got about 30 minutes, a little over 30 minutes to still get that great special they have here, along with the other specials they have here. Happy hour is still going until 7 o'clock, so this is a good spot to catch the Astros, catch the Rockets tonight, and not just tonight, but go ahead and do it over the weekend as they have their Cinco de Drinco Saturday through Monday. $4 Mexican beers, bottles, and drafts. They got $5 shots. $1,800 is included in that. They got $1 Jello shots as well. So it's a lot to get done here at the Annex Craft House here in Village Park. So come on out, have a good time. By the way, after this segment ends, we will hook somebody up with our final $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. So if you are in the building and you have not gotten your name in our raffle, you might want to do that before this segment ends, because that is when we will be hooking someone up. All right, Clint, we've kind of talked about this a bit with the offense. With the defense, we can look over there and we can see a lot of dudes that not only took steps last year, but you feel like are also going to, you know, even get better than where they were last year, and they were damn good last year. But on the offensive side, I think there are more questions. There are more guys that you're looking at to see if they can take a step. Who are some out there, or maybe you got one in particular that you look at that you're looking to take a big step next year?
The top guy for me is Juice Scruggs. I think he's built the right way. I think he's got the right mentality. I think he's that physical mentality that D'Amico and Nick are looking for in the offensive line room, and Cole Popovich are looking for in the offensive line room. I think he's got it. The year for him is now. I mean, he's been in the league. He knows how to be a professional. He knows what it takes. He's had an off season. He's getting another off season under his belt. The time is now. Look, I think he plays multiple positions. He can play center or guard. So there's two options there. So I just think if Juice Scruggs, I feel really good about Juice Scruggs on this team. He's one of the options at the interior offensive line that I really, really like. He's got to take the next step, but for whatever reason, man, I just feel like that was a great get by Nick Caserio in the second round, and I feel like it's going to come to fruition this year.
You think he's going to be one of the ones that's sitting there?
Yes, I like him at guard better than center.
Than center.
Really, I mean, for multiple reasons. I think when you look at the best guard-center combination, I think right now it's Jarrett Patterson and Juice Scruggs at the other. I don't know what you're going to do the other. I still think they're a guard away, but in my mind, I've always felt like it was enough with Jarrett Patterson at center and Juice Scruggs at guard. I think he's a guard. I know there's a lot of people out there that think he's a center. I really don't care. Either one, if he proves to be a starter and he can go out there and be a good, you know, to above average center or guard in this league, then I think we're on to something. And to be honest with you, I think we are. If he, it's one of those things, Ron, where you need him to step up and play big, and if he does, I think it's going to solve a lot of offensive line problems. If he doesn't, it's going to magnify the problem in a significant way. So, because the guys that you brought in, I don't know, are going to be able to do what I hope he can do. So, yeah, man, it's Juice Scruggs for me. That's the one for me that I could see him taking the next step, and it would mean a ton to the team.
Well, let's kind of pull over right there, because when you get into Juice Scruggs, that goes to the biggest question on the offense, and that is the offensive line, Clint. And do you get the sense that he's a part of what potentially is the fix there?
Absolutely.
Given
what they signed, he's got to be.
Yeah.
I mean, there's given what they've signed, Tytus Howard and Juice Scruggs, the best case scenario is Tytus Howard at guard and Juice Scruggs at guard.
With Patterson at center.
Yep. Now, I don't know exactly where Lakin Tomlinson fits in there somewhere. But if he's better than either one of those two, then I think it's a really good thing. And then if he's better, then you got a chance to move Juice to center and him and
Patterson. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, but I think he's got to factor in some degree at one of those positions. Yes.
But
really at one of the any of the three, because he's played both guards and center. So any of the three.
But with all those names that you just brought up there, and there's even more on that O-line, Clint, do you get the sense that they have fixed or that they're in good place to fix the issues they had last year? Obviously, the issues is ultimately there was a lot of things, right? But ultimately, what we're narrowed down to was they could not keep their quarterback up. And it looked like it was just a matter of time before he would get injured. The last thing we saw was against Kansas City, and he was on his back often. And that was something we saw a lot throughout the year. You think that they have at least the potential of fixing that right now?
I'm confident that they have fixed
it. Already? You'd like to?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, look, here's the deal. Let's say that they don't – we get midway through the season and the protection issue hasn't been fixed. I think as we list what the issues still are, I think talent on the offensive line is going to be low. I think if there is still a problem protecting the quarterback mid-season, I think we're going to be talking about C.J. Stroud, Nick Caley, and Cole Popovich more so than, boy, these guys just aren't talented enough.
Because
I'm talking.
That's been the issue.
I'm talking. If we're not better than worst in the damn league, what we've seen, kind of deal.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. Is like, well, they gotta work pretty hard to be that bad.
There's got to be a lot. The thing that is refreshing if you're a Texas fan is there's got to be that bad. You have to have five different issues. Let's start with C.J. Stroud. If C.J. Stroud plays it, if he takes the approach of I'm going to protect myself, I'm going to stay upright, I'm going to keep us ahead of the chains, first and foremost. We're not talking about a five-headed monster. We're not talking about to be aggressive, throwing the ball in the field. We're not talking about receivers getting 1,000 yards or 100 catches. No, we're not doing all that. We're going to protect ourselves and be upright and to stay ahead of the chains and allow ourselves to win games with a great defense. That in itself will be a huge upgrade. If Nick Caley and Cole Popovich can just figure out how to get these guys to give a rip, compete, and give elite effort, it'll change. It
seems like a lot of the fixing of this stuff is
some of them don't even have as much
to do with them.
I firmly believe that they fix their problems. Now, are they good enough to fix the playoffs versus Baltimore problem 2 years ago? Are they good enough to fix the Kansas City in the playoffs where, you just in the most critical moments you're just getting ran through up front? I don't know about that. But being one of the worst pass-protecting teams in the league, I'm confident they'll fix that.
As you said, I agree with you. Because to me, if we get here for a third consecutive year.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And it is clear the thing that is holding this offense back, a team that wins 10 games and wins the division.
Right.
A thing that's holding this is clearly the offensive line. When we look at what they did year one, right, they give Titus Howard a new contract to play right tackle, but then move him all over the place, and then they kind of go through these injuries. Year two, they come back and they're like, hey, all right, Shaq Mason, we brought him in, and we're going to do all these things. We're going to draft Blake Fisher. Like this year, they've drafted Juice Scruggs in the second round, drafted Blake Fisher in the second round, now drafted Ursary in the second round.
They didn't draft Ursary, did they?
Not Ursary, but Ursary in the second round.
I don't know how to make sausage.
Cal
got really desperate, didn't he?
They brought in Cam Robinson. They've decided to go, like, what have you said? Decided to work with less. They didn't attack this offseason the way other teams maybe attacked this offseason or more proven guys. But if they come to this at the end, Clint, and it is still a problem, like at this point you've got to make a change with the picker.
The most interesting thing, and not so much as good, bad, or indifferent, but the story. It may not even be a topic, but what's going to be the thought if the four offensive linemen other than Cam Robinson are the exact same?
Yeah.
And all you did was remove Laramie Tunsil, and you end up being better.
And now it's Bob. It's Bob.
It was the veteran captain and Bob, man.
That's what it was. All right, coming up as we continue here, as soon as this segment's over, somebody will be our final winner. The $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We'll do that, and we will get to T-Mill's best bets. And, folks, he is hot. This is as hot as he's ever been. I challenged him to get me to 65% this week. He's going to have a hell of an awful, awful play today to not get that. He's at 76% already for the week and had four or five yesterday that he nailed. Clint made some money off the back of Tyler.